Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Bible study. This is Brother Miles Phillips, Little Sand Mountain Baptist Church. Glad you're with us this morning. Hope everything's going well. We're going to do something a little different today. We've been in Genesis, of course, for some time. And this, I've got a different message today, same Bible and all that, but it's a little different message, and something's been on my heart, something we're all going through. And so I think it'll be beneficial to us. I think it'll help us by way of prayer request. Have some friends that have tested positive for COVID, that have COVID. And, you know, some are not showing any symptoms. Some are going through a hard time. There's a lady up here on the mountain that's in the hospital with some, she's on dialysis. And they're calling in a cancer doctor as well. So just remember that family. And I'm reluctant to call names because I don't know. Sometimes folks don't want their name, you know, out there, and that's okay. you know, different ones. Our church, we're back at church. We're back at Sunday school. Things are going well. We're trusting the Lord, and you know, when you're out and about, you know, just like I've said time and time again, be careful. Which brings me to our thought today. You know, life is different. It's changed. Things have changed. The way we do business at work has changed. Now you can call Ace and order something and go, and we can take it out to the car and you can pay for it that way. You can order it online and we'll have it ready and come by and pick it up. We have markers all throughout the store, 6-foot markers. We do not require a mask for people to come into the store. Some people do. Some people don't wear them. Staff has to wear them. I work in the shop in the back, and I don't have a mask on when I'm back there. I have my door open, my big roll-up door open as much as possible to keep air flowing. And some of my customers have wear masks and some don't. You know, I ask people to stay back 6 foot and I maintain that as well. And it's kind of hard to get used to, especially when you shake hands all the time. I had been in the habit of shaking hands with my customers when I'd see them out on the floor. And, you know, and a lot of my customers call me Brother Miles. And but the thing that I want to talk about today is change. I don't know about you, but I don't do change well. I don't adapt to change well. When things are going good and there's mustard on the bologna and you take the mustard off bologna, why did you do that? You know what I mean? I know that's silly, but we have to adapt, not to sinful changes. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about life changes. Things change. Our world has changed. Before we go any further, I need to open with prayer. So let's pause just a minute. Lord, thank you for this, our time together. Thank you for these dear people, Lord, who've tuned in. I pray for everyone. If there's any that's sick, I pray you'd put your hand upon them. Those that are on our heart today, on the mountain, off the mountain in Rome, Somerville, please touch those, Lord, who are not well. And Lord, help us to change, Lord, for the better, and help us to seek your will and matters, and Lord, your permissive will, your perfect will, Lord, your specific will, your special will. Help us to seek you for the answers to life. Lord, it certainly appears we're living in the last days, more so than it ever has. And Lord, help us to look for your coming and listen for your coming. And Lord, help us to serve you to the very best of our ability. Help us not to lay down, to stop, but keep going. And Lord, give us sensibility, give us minds to think, and help us make good decisions. Now, we love you this morning, Lord, and we thank you because we ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. All right, now, I'm talking about change. Things change. Life changes. You know, here recently in the past months, had some homegoings. Spouses have went home to be with the Lord. Mothers have went home to be with the Lord. And when that takes place, you know, there's a severance there, always. There's a severance. And those of us that are left behind, our loved one has gone on to be with the Lord, we have to change because that person's not there. I have ladies that come into the store and needing parts for their lawnmower, part, this, that, and other. I sharpen a lot of pruners and hedge clippers for little old ladies. And it seemed like everyone, you know, that come in, they would say, my husband used to do this, but he's gone now. He's not here. And I'm having to learn to do it. I'm having to learn to do a lot of things. And I always try my best to encourage. I say, well, you can do it. I said, if there's anything I can do for you here at the store, let me know. I'll sharpen your things for you. If your lawnmower needs to be looked at, you know, whatever, you know, let me know. Things change. People change. We go through different parts of our life where we're not the same. Sometimes we change for the better. Sometimes we change for the worse. Places change. Kathy and I attended Tennessee Temple University years ago. We didn't graduate from there. We graduated elsewhere. But a year or two ago, we were up that way at Erlanger Hospital. Hadn't been up in Chattanooga for years and years and years, up around Tennessee Temple University, the Happy Corner, Charles the Good Auditorium, all those different places. When we were there, there was Tennessee Temple students everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And that was our life for a long time. Coming back through after visiting the hospital, we found out it and didn't even know it, that it had closed. It no longer existed. And we drove through and it was desolate. It was desolate. And that change bared heavy upon me because I remember Dr. Lee Robertson, Dr. J.R. Faulkner, our professors there. Remember going to the Happy Corner, walking to classes. They had this thing called Wear and Share, where this big house, it was kind of like a thrift store where you could go take clothes and get clothes. And my girls was raised while we were there on clothes from Wear and Share. And I just, boy, memories flooded my mind. Places change. Places change. Rome's changed. Somerville's changed. Going up down the road of this mountain, it's changed. It changes from, you know, from season to season. And then, you know, roads turned. This road that's going up down through here, this is not the road how it used to be. People were telling me that. Times change. Technology changes. I'm slow to change with technology. Places change. Purposes change. Churches change. People change. Preachers change. Preaching changes. Preaching should always be from God's word. It should be the same. It should be Jesus died on the cross to save sinners, of whom I am chief. His death, burial, and resurrection is the only way to heaven. So let's talk about change. Now, you're going through some changes. I know you are, and it may be difficult. It may be hard, and you might not be a good adapter like me. I'm not a good adapter. I remember growing up, my mama had a green thumb. She had plants all through the house. And she had this big old green plant. I forget what. It wasn't an elephant ear. It was something else. But it was an inside plant. And that thing was huge, and she had raised it from a baby plant, if you will, and it sat in this one particular place in the house, and you had to kind of step around it to, you know, to get by. And I remember coming home from a date one night, and I went to step around it and landed all over a bureau or something, some chairs, fell out the floor, scared everybody to death. Well, Mama had changed. She had changed the furniture, and things were different. When I was coming back through, I liked to kill myself. I liked to tore the plant wasn't even there, it was someplace else. So life changes. We're experiencing a life change right now. Have to wear masks in certain places, and you know, if you have a temperature, you need to get tested, this, that, and the other, and you know, stay 6 foot away from people. Whoever thought we'd go through something like that? I've washed my hands so much, people, that I about don't have any fingerprints. I mean, I wash my hands. It's become a habit. But it took me a long time to get in the habit of washing my hands often. I mean, really, really often. Wear gloves a lot at work. But I want to talk to you today about some things that will never change. Things that you can hold on to. Things that are absolute. Things that should mean the world to us. Things that have changed the world, but they in and of themselves have never changed, and they'll always be the same. And they're anchors that we can tie ourselves to, and we can anchor our soul to. And I've talked to people of late who, there was this one lady that came in the store, and it's a real nice lady, real sweet lady. I worked on her equipment and got to talking and talked about the Lord. And boy, she was making a lot of sense, and we were agreeing on a lot of things. And I said, and a preacher's natural response is, well, where do you go to church? She said, oh, we don't go to church. We have church in our home. Well, that was an indicator to me. Then she began to tell me how God speaks to her through dreams and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, you know, I'm not saying that God can't speak to you in a dream, but God does not speak to you doctrinally through dreams. God speaks through His Word. It's final. And I was thinking, where did this happen? How did this happen? Because I know some other people that know her. They all went to church together, and something happened that has deflected her, that has misguided her, and so she has this quirk in her belief. And there were some other things that she said that was really, really, really off the wall, off the wall. And I was really sorry to hear that, but here's some things that never change. Number one, God, Malachi 3:6, that's our verse. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. God never changes. God is sovereign. That means God is in control. And God does what He does because He wants to do it. If God chooses to intervene in our life in a certain situation, He has the right to do that and the ability to do that. And nobody can question that. But even if he does not intervene in a certain situation, some, you know, people have gone to the hospital with their loved ones and prayed that they'd be healed, and they weren't healed, and they died anyway. Well, you know, some people might say, well, they didn't have enough faith, and some people say they might not have believed hard enough. Some people might say, well, they had sin in their life. Who knows? You don't know. I don't know. I don't have a clue. This is what I do know. I know that God is the author of life and death, and I know when it's my time. Wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing, and God says it's my time, I'm going, and nothing can change that. Now, if you look at it this way, God did heal that person. He took them to heaven. He took them to heaven, and now and sometimes if we ask God to heal a person, is it because we're selfish, because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to experience that change in their life and in our life and how it will affect us? Well, God never changes. He is sovereign. Not only that, He's just. He's always right. However He disciplines me, however He corrects me, it's always with love, and it's always in my best interest. I might not ever see it that way. I might not understand it. But God is in control of this world. This virus didn't catch Him off guard. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but that's my dog howling. And she's howling because there's coyotes not far up the road howling too. You know, who would have thought? But anyway, God is just what He does, and He always will be. His justness had to be satisfied. The just demands of God said that sin must be punished, and sin was punished in His Son. Not only was it punished, but it was paid for. It was punished in His body, and it was paid for in His blood. And, you know, God's righteousness will never change. God's presence will never change. You know, you talk about feeling God's presence. God is always with us. And when God touches our heart in a certain way, if you would, or if he speaks to our heart in a certain way, it brings about a peace and a joy. And we know that, and God always brings that about through His Word. He brings it about. It always, the foundation of that will always be connected to His Word. His power will never change. It's the greatest. He is in control. He knows what we need. He knows what we don't need. God's love for mankind will never change. It doesn't matter what man does. God still loves mankind. Mankind is his highest order of creation. God created man in His own image, and the image of God created He him. And God loves you, and He loves me. God is for me, and God is for you. God is, His supremacy will never change. His control will never change. Satan will never outdo God. He'll never outdo God. He'll never outthink God. He'll never outpower God. God has surrounded you, and can't nothing touch you without God allowing it, or me inviting it in. Number two, not only does God never change, you know what? Jesus never changed. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Like I said, his payment for sin, his punishment for sin, his promise to return. You know, this thing about Jesus' return, the rapture, I personally believe that that is not very far off. I certainly don't know how long that will be. But if you look around you and you note the changes that our society, our world, our government, our education, our economics, the changes are being made and the changes that we're experiencing, God is not very far off. He can't be. You know, listen to this right here. Jesus never changes. He still has the scars. You think about that. You know where Jesus dwells? Well, sure I do, Brother Miles. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father on high. Yes, he is. He ever lives to make intercession for us. Yes, he does. But have you ever thought about this? Jesus is where the tears are. Jesus is where the tears are. Did you know when he was here on this earth, that's who he hung out with? He hung out with the downcast, the downtrodden, the underdog, the Samaritans, the half Jew, half Gentile, the woman at the well, the prostitute. You know, Jesus, and you know what's really sad today is that we live in these groups, we live in these little cells that sometimes we'll accept people and sometimes we won't. That's a shame. It could have to do with color, have to do with ethnicity. It could do with, you know, economics. It could do all kind of stuff. But boy, you know what? I'm on the other end of that, and I'm glad that Jesus dwells with me. I'm glad that he walks with me. See, wherever there's tears, that's where he's at. Wherever there's struggles, that's where he's at. Wherever there's temptation, that's where he's at. See, Jesus never changes. See, he listens when we cry. He listens when we cry. I don't care what it is. If it's your fault, it's my fault, whoever's fault it is, he listens when we cry. He is ready and willing to take you back. I know this personally. He's ever willing. He's always willing, ready and waiting to take someone back. And you know what? When they come back, this is how they're treated, like it never happened. See, he truly looks at me, and he does not see my sin. But you know what? You do. You look at others, and you say, I cannot forget it, Brother Miles. Yes, you can. You can choose not to remember. You can choose not to remember. And a lot of times it's because nothing, you know, we've not viewed ourselves as real damnable sinners. That's why it's really called pride is what it is. But when you've been down and you've hit hard, then you see somebody else and they've forgiven you, and then somebody steals $10 from you and it don't even compare to what you went through. It's like, you know, good night. That's nothing. That's nothing. You know, of course, I'll forgive. That's nothing. See, Jesus is always ready and willing to forgive. He bottles all of our tears. God never changes. Jesus never changes. Watch this right here. The Holy Spirit never changes. You know what happened when you were saved is it began with conviction. First of all, it began with the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And so you heard the Word, you read it. You read it in a tract, you read it in your Bible. Somebody read it to you, you heard it in the preaching, you heard it on the radio. I do not believe that you walked outside and looked up and saw a cross in the sky and you said, well, you know what, I think I'm going to get saved. I think I'm going to start going to church. The Word of God has to be because through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit draws a man. See, this is called conviction. He convicts a person. A person comes to the point where they realize they're a sinner. That's conviction. And then there's the convincing that they need a Savior. And not only is there conviction, there's convincing, there is correction. This is the right way. See, this is the Holy Spirit's job. And then there's conversion. But you know what else is his job? His job is to engage us. His job is to engage us, and a lot of times he can't engage us because there's not enough word in us for him to engage us. God will only use you according to the amount of word of God that you have in you. If it's something that you look at occasionally, then don't expect to hear from God, maybe occasionally. But if you study the Bible and you read your Bible and it's personal to you and it's powerful to you and it's precious to you, God will use that. God will use that word. Somebody says, well, I don't know how to lead somebody to Jesus. Find out how. Read your Bible. Learn how to learn the scriptures, the Romans Road. Underline those scriptures. Memorize them. Memorize those words. When we was in evangelism class, we had to memorize a ton of evangelistic scriptures. And the Holy Spirit, when you remember that, see, there's memorization, then there's meditation. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The reason the devil's beating us up, the reason he beats the slop out of us sometimes is because we don't have enough word in us to fight him off. We don't have enough word in us to fight him off. So if you want to get through this world, see, stop going from one thing to the next. Stop letting the world that's changing, and it's going to change. He says it's going to change. It's going to change worse than what it's changed in the last days. Perilous times will come. Expect that. Expect that. There'll be good days. Certainly there'll be good days. But when you want to hang on to the pillar, you want to hang on to the foundation, you want to hang on to the rock, God never changes. Not only does God never change, but Jesus never changes. Man, I'm glad he don't change. The Holy Spirit never changes. He engages us. And if you want him to engage you, if you want him to speak to your heart, if you want him to move you, then you have to have the Word of God. And not only does he engage us, he encourages us. He encourages us and he empowers us. He teaches us, he corrects us, he fills us, he empowers us, he leads us, he guides us. He leads us into all truth. That's why you need to study the truth. Don't study error. Study the truth. When you study the truth and the truth is in you, when error comes, the truth will outshine that error and you'll know. You won't be captivated and you won't be taken captive by some cult somewhere. Read and study your Bible. Know that God never changes. Know Jesus never changes. Know that the Holy Spirit never changes. And watch this right here. I'm coming down the home stretch. Come on, somebody. Number four, God's Word never changes. I led into that. God's Word never changes. It's the same today, yesterday, and forever. God's Word never changes. Let me read this right here, Proverbs. Let me flip over there. I want to show you something. Proverbs chapter 6. Listen to this right here. He says, my son, keep thy father's commandment. Chapter 6, verse 20, Proverbs. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart. That's on the inside. And tie them about thy neck. That's on the outside. See, when God changes you on the inside, it's from the inside out. When he changes you from the inside, it'll be noticeable on the outside. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. Look out now. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. Maybe we're not sleeping. Maybe, you know, we're not sleeping because of this virus, Brother Miles, and the atmosphere and the barometric pressure. We're not sleeping because we ain't got enough Word of God in us. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. How do you start your day? Which way do we need to go? What do we need to do? When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. The Word of God will show us what to do. Well, Brother Miles, I tell you, if you just hit and miss, if you hunt and peck, that's read your Bible systematically. Hang with us in Genesis. We're going back to Genesis next week. Hang with us in Genesis and let's follow along and get through this. And we're building the foundation of the truth. That's what we're doing. It says, when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light and reproofs of instruction of the way of life. All right, now let me read this right here. Look at Proverbs chapter 8. You say, Brother Miles, I can't understand it. It's hard for me to understand. I can't read the King James because of these and thous and all that kind of stuff. I believe the King James Bible is a word of God for the English-speaking people. That's what I believe. Now watch this right here. The Holy Spirit's job now, he never changes. His job is to lead us into all truth. Look at verse 8 of Proverbs chapter 8. All the words of thy mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. Watch this. They are all plain to him that understandeth and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver and knowledge rather than than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So learning the word of God is more important than anything you could possibly do. Any kind of pleasure that you could acquire, any kind of fame that you could come by, any kind of position or power. See, the Holy Spirit will make it plain. It's work. It's work to study the Bible. The Holy Spirit never changes. God's Word never changes. And this is what I like right here. Watch this. It's pure. God's Word is pure. There's no errors in it. We just talked about that. It's practical. It's practical. It will lead me and guide me. It's pertinent. It's not outdated. It's not outdated. It's pertinent. It's practical. It's pure. It's powerful. It's permanent. The Bible says in Psalm 119:89, it's forever settled. That word is forever settled in heaven. You say, well, I just don't have time. You have to make time. Here's what I've come to understand, people. Listen to me now. Here's what I've come to understand. You know what? Brother Miles can do pretty much what he wants to do. If I decide, today I cut the grass this evening. This is on a Thursday night when I'm recording this. It's about 10 o'clock at night. But this evening I decided to cut the grass. Well, if I'd have said, well, I'm going to cut the grass today, I don't have to cut the grass today. If I wanted to go to the store, I could have went to the store. See, what the deal is that when we say we don't have time for God's word, if we don't have time for church, we don't have time for Sunday school, be careful now. Listen to this. What we're doing is we're placing a priority. We're prioritizing right there. Church, Sunday school, Wednesday night, Sunday night, Bible study, those are important. They are of the utmost importance. And what would you want people to remember you by? This lady's mother passed away. They buried her this past week. And in talking with this lady, her mother was a wonderful Christian. She was known for church, WMU, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Sunday school, pictures of her in church functions, and lost her husband years and years ago, maintained her life on a farm, and went right on. And the reason she was able to do that, she was a strong woman, of course, but she was strong because God was in her life, not just sometimes, all the time, all the time. So you have to make a choice. What would you choose? You know, when the 10th Twin Towers fell, boy, everybody ran back to church. But then it didn't, it seemed like it didn't take long before that kind of wore out. See, the Word of God, it can't be used as a rope to get us out of trouble, I can't even think. It has to be every day of our life. It has to be important, and it has to have priority. And that's the way God speaks to us. You want to hear God speak? Don't go out there and look at the stars. He made those stars, hung everyone, knows every single one of them by name. He promised Abraham, remember? He said, your seed will be as the stars. Look at the stars in heaven. He said, count them if you can, name them if you can. He said, your ancestors are going to be more than that. Here's the thing. God's word never changes. Now listen to me. It's practical. It'll work. It'll work. You search it out. You search it out, not just for your own gain, but you search out, try to find God's will in your life. He will show you what to do. He'll strengthen you. You'll find out that things don't really seem to bother you like they used to. You'll still have problems. You'll still have situations. The devil will do everything he can to try to veer you away from God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, His Word. He'll do everything he can because he's going to fight you. But just remember, last thing, I'm going to close with this right here. Not only does God never change, Jesus never changed, the Holy Spirit never changed, God's Word never changed, but watch this right here. Listen to me. Listen to me. This right here. The plan of salvation never changes. It'll never change. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation comes about by confession, repentance, and faith. It comes about by the message, by the Word of God. It comes about because out of the love of God for His creation, that He sent His Son to die on the cross to pay for our sins. Don't you think we owe it to God for everything that He's done for us? I've got a minute to go. Listen, 1 John 5:16. The Bible says, "He that hath the Son of God hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. But the wrath of God abideth on him." You know. Think about this. The end result is this right here. Heaven will never change. Hell will never change. My time is getting away from me. These are things that never change. When you sit down and talk to somebody, find out if they're saved. Let the Holy Spirit of God lead you to find out if they know Jesus as their Savior. And then know the plan of salvation, because there's no other way to heaven, folks. No other way. That's the only way. That's the only way for your son, your daughter, your mama, your daddy, your kinfolk, your neighbor. It's the only way. And you know what? I looked at a little girl Sunday. My time's gone. You might be the only Jesus somebody ever sees. I love you in Jesus' name. See you next week. God bless you.